Do you know of any terms to refer to grass that's undesirable in a cornfield, in a cotton field, I'm sorry? Grass that might come up in a cotton field that you don't want?
What you want, the name of the grass?
Possibly. Do you know of any, just offhand?
Catherine?
No, I really need what you know. I've gotten some answers from some people who came up with some.
What kind of grass grows in the cotton field? Crabgrass? Does crabgrass grow in the cotton field?
I'm asking you.
Weeds.
All right.
Plenty of weeds.
That's just fine. All right, what would you call on a farm the fence that's around the house itself?
Just call it a fence.
All right, what kind of fence would it be?
Picket fence, probably.
All right, is that a nailed type of fence?
Yes. Horizontal pieces with little uprights, nailed with little spaces between. That would be around the house itself. Now, around the pasture land, it might be a barbed wire fence, might be rail fence, you know, where they go this way.
Laid sort of at angles to each other. Do they get very high?
They're high enough to keep cattle and horses
about
from jumping over.
About 4 feet or so.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have those still very much around?
Like that.
I see.
Some farmers still use rail fences, but I think most of them use barbed wire.
I see. Would there be any, what would a fence around a little home garden be?
Could be just a wire fence.
All right. Do you think of any kinds of wire?
Yeah, chicken wire.
And that would be, what would it would look like?
What would it be like?
What would it look like? What would chicken wire look like?
Well, it's interlaced with the wire over here, hook onto a wire over here.
I see, and the little holes would be something almost
spaces
round.
Spaces between. Uh-huh.
They would be of a round sort of nature.
Yeah.
Rather than square.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you know any names for the kind that has the square holes?
Well, I'd still call it a wire fence.
Wire fence. That's fine. When you're putting up a wire fence, you have certain upright things that are put in the ground. These are the
posts,
and one of those would be a, just one, it's singular, would be a?
Would be a post.
Fine. All right. Have you ever heard of a wall being made of loose stones?
Mm-hmm.
Do they do this around here?
Not much. We don't have that many stones.
I see. Do they refer to this as anything? I mean, what would you call that?
Just call it a stone wall.
Stone wall, rather than a stone fence or a rock wall or a rock fence?
Could be a rock wall. Stone wall, most likely.
Same difference. Same thing.
Same thing in my mind.
All right. Now, we're out of the farm for a while. Are you relieved?
Good.
We're more in your element now. A lady may have her everyday dishes, or she may have her
good days.
No, her everyday dishes, or her good.
Oh, good china.
All right. There is something made of this sort of substance that is put in a nest to make a hen lay. This is a.
Hey.
No, put in, there's a little hard round thing that you put in a hen's nest sometime to encourage.
Oh, a nest egg.
All right. Do you ever hear this called a china egg?
Well, it is a china egg. We always just called it a nest egg.
I see. You didn't hear people refer to it as a china egg.
No.
It's a nest egg.
We
here.
Had some.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. The hen would see that egg, she'd say, this is the place.